This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yeah. Do be part of the conversation, seriously. Now, I know the topic I chose for this hour, how you guys say, it isn't very sexy. I know how you're all into the sexy stuff. But you can't make, there's nothing you can do to make this one sexy. I mean, it's, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, realside.com, if you want to watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. As well as, you can head over to Facebook. There's a Facebook page. My wife keeps telling me, it's a Facebook feed. It's not a page. It's a Facebook feed, right, where you can watch live there. You can get involved with other people in those feeds that want to talk the same language you do. Hey, head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you shouldn't have to. Nor should you be afraid of. I mean, some of you, yes, I know. We're very, very scary people. Just because we don't agree with you. That's the sad part about it. You're afraid of something you know nothing about, which I just think is amazing. What did Roosevelt say? You have nothing to fear but fear itself? So, again, head up to Facebook. Actually, head over to Amazon.com. I'll wait for you. I really will. We'll put the show on pause. Head over to Amazon. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah, and you know what? If you do it from the website, somebody asked me this the other day, so I need to talk. If you do it from the website, then I'll sign it before I send it to you. If you do it from Amazon, I'm not even going to see it before you get it. So, deal with it that way. Anyway, so many of you, if you're on Facebook watching, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. All the links, all the stories that you see, right? I mean, they really lost their minds. They're doing anything they can. We'll throw anything at the wall. Let's see what happens. They're hoping to make something, anything stick. I don't know if because it'll make them feel better. I mean, I'm not sure. But they really think it'll make a difference. Like, I saw what was it? I saw the article say about how the dislike for Trump, the hate for Trump, was going to give the legislature, the Senate the Senate and the House back to the Democrats. And I started thinking about that, going, wow, doesn't this sound like when they were running for office? They were dead sure they had it. They were going to get the presidency. They were going to get the House. They were going to get the Senate. They were sure they had all of that. And not only did they lose it in D.C., but they lost it all across the country. Right? And they thought they were sure they had that. There was no way they were going to lose that one. But they didn't. And everything that they were sure they had, that they sure they knew, that they sure was going to happen, didn't happen. So if I'm sitting on their side, maybe I'm a worker bee, if you would. Right now, I'm thinking we're in trouble. The amount of trouble and aggravation and pain and things that you're doing across the country, you're not helping. You're not doing anybody any favors. Do you know that? I'm serious. You're not doing anybody any favors. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, the fake news makes the makers, they've ramped themselves up 3,000-fold, don't you think? At least I do. If I'm missing, let me know. You know, Trump signed, you know, here's some of the headlines we've seen, right? Trump signed orders to deport all illegals. Trump signed orders to ban Muslims from coming to the U.S. Trump purges all the info about Obama from the White House website. The White House climate change website was purged. Spike in transgender suicide rates because of Trump's election. Trump threatens to invade Mexico. Trump fires all AGs and so many more. All Trump all the time. Boy, the guy knows how to grab and keep headlines, doesn't he? You guys remember that character from, that character known as Chicken Little. Remember him? And Chicken Little was known for having a reputation for being crazy since he was running around talking about how the sky was falling. Always in a panic. Or the kid who cried wolf, if you're a little too young, young for the other one. Right, after a while, everything fell on deaf ears. And I think you're seeing that happen now. You're seeing a large, and I really love it. I love the fact that the Democrats think it's having an effect, and I hope they keep doing it. I really do. I believe they should keep doing this. I want them to keep running around telling people how bad we are. How bad conservatives are. How bad Republicans are. Now, the Democrats have for years created a fake narrative that the right conservative Republicans, they hate women, they hate blacks, they hate Hispanics, they hate immigrants, they hate clean air, clean water. They pretty much hate everything but themselves, according to a Democrat. And it was always a war on somebody. Just fill in the blank. War on women, war on blacks, war on kids, war on water, war on war on war on war on war on war. The only thing we didn't have war on was war. And that we probably would have gotten if we figured it out, right? The Democrats have learned nothing. These guys still don't know why they lost. They've learned absolutely nothing from their loss. They still believe it was stupid, uninformed, or even those people in the middle of the country who don't get real news. They have guns and they read their Bible. They're too dumb to know how to vote. Talk about this morning to the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
The Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Just tell them all. Really. We'll let the chips fall where they fall. So, you know, if you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. Right? All the things you taught to hate. And I lay it out simply for you. You don't even have to give it a lot of thought. I really do. I lay it out to show you that if you're on the left, you don't need to hate us. You don't need to fear us. None of that. That's just, it's just, as the other Joe once said, it's just a bunch of malarkey. And if you're on the right, I give you the information you need, maybe even lay it out a little differently for you, but I give you the information you need so you really can understand. You really know what's going on. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So the, I'm doing a story about trying to, I'm trying to look at things. See, because you got to kind of know how the other guy sees it to be able to speak to him. That's kind of what I'm doing in the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. So the Democrats for years have been creating this fake narrative. We've let them get away with not only creating the narrative, but we've let them get away with defining words, you know, racist, homophobe, all that stuff. There was a recent, and again, I'm not belittling rape, so don't go write me emails telling me how I'm making rape sound like it's of no consequence, because that's not it at all. But this poll that came out, or this thing that the rape culture, the study that they hang their hat on all the time, and they'll say to you that one out of every five women in a college scenario is a victim of rape. Now, doesn't that sound like a lot? I mean, think about it. You sit on a college campus, and every five women that walk by, apparently one of them has been raped. But when you look at how they ask the questions, when you look at how they pull their numbers together, the question isn't simply, has someone forced you to have sex against your will? You know, has someone forced themselves on you and had sex with you? See, that would be too easy, right? Some of the questions they were asking were like, so have you ever had sexual relations with somebody because they pressured you into it? And some of the variations of pressure were, I'll stop seeing you, or you must not love me enough, or there must be somebody else in your life. I thought you said we were going to be together forever. If you're the one, then what's the problem? So they made the girl feel bad. They called that pressure, and now that's rape. Right? Is that really rape? I mean, we let them redefine the word. If you get it down, look, you know what you do? I would tell my daughters. Somebody wants to pressure you, make you feel bad about not having sex with them. I'll show you how to use your knee, then I'll show you how to use your fist, and then you walk away. You're done with that person. It's really that simple. But somebody pressures you into having sex with them. I'd like a female to call and explain this to me. A guy says to you, you said you love me, I don't know, understand what the problem is. A guy says to you, yeah, but you promised. You're giving me all the signals. It's still up to you to decide yay or nay, unless they force themselves on you, which time, send them to jail. But to say one out of five women are raped and leave that comment alone, you know it brings the wrong mindset. And then you same people who bring that, you know, I'm off topic now, but you same people who bring that in, then you say, if I warn my daughter about the rape culture, I'm part of it. So I'm not supposed to tell her anything. I'm not supposed to say anything. I'm supposed to let you people call her out of the blue and talk with her, and that's okay. I guess it fits right into the story because that's, you know. So the Democrats have for years created that fake narrative, right, that the right-wing conservative Republicans, we hate women, we hate blacks, Hispanics, immigrants, we hate everybody and everything with a heartbeat but ourselves. Now the Democrats have learned nothing from their losses. I said that before the break. They still actually believe it was the stupid, uninformed people in the middle of the country that blew it for them because they're too dumb to know how to think about how, think about that. If you don't vote Democrat, then you're a moron, and especially if you have guns and Bibles. The problem is that Democrats see themselves as all-knowing, all-seeing, smarter than you, better than you, knowing more than God. And you know what? That makes them the problem, not you. I don't care how uninformed you are. I don't care how dull you are, how much you don't know the system works. When they think of themselves like that, which is how they do, listen to Nancy Pelosi, listen to Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid. They do. They are so much better, so much smarter than you are. And when you reach that level, you can't be taught. You can't see where your issues are. You even refuse to believe that there's a problem. Nancy Pelosi would have no part of the loss. She wouldn't take any responsibility for it. Right? She'd have no part of the loss being because of the Democrats or their message. She wouldn't buy into any of that. She wouldn't buy into the fact that they've done anything wrong in the last 8 years. You know, of course, it was because of the Russians. These are her words, not mine. And the low knowledge. Now, I like this because of the Russians. I really do like that part. Because in my mind, if it's because of the Russians,
this is the thing I love.
What did they do? What machine did they tamper with? Okay, so they released emails that had truth on them. You guys still haven't refuted the emails. So which part of this is because of the Russians? What exactly did they do? What button did they push? What lie did they tell that turned, I don't know, America against you? Or stole the election from you? She went on to say it was because of the low knowledge voters and people who didn't understand their message. So let me see, they didn't get the message out so people could understand it, but yet it was not their fault that the message was misunderstood. It was the low... Yeah. I'm trying to see your host. This is the real side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin will join us in the next hour. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. I mean, it doesn't always sound like it. I don't have the time to go through each and every name on the... What is it? That thing. Facebook feed. Okay, I love it when you tell me where you're from. I think that's kind of cool. I'll catch up during the break and get some of those names written down. But I really do. I do appreciate your input and the things you say. And the other thing I love, some of you don't even know this. We have trollers at The Real Side that love to go through the comments later on and comment on it. So if you make comments, feel free to go back later and slam somebody who thinks they're smarter than you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, so I'm talking about how the Democrats have decided that, you know, I shouldn't even say that. We've allowed them to do it. Until we go back and start pounding back on them, pushing back on them, nothing's going to change. We let them go unchecked for a while here where they're out, you know, doing their protesting thing. Although nobody can still tell me, what are they protesting? You know, they've turned years and, you know, decades of a gay pride parade into an anti-Trump parade. Because, you know, it fits the narrative. Because he hates gay people so much. They're doing the same thing they always do. They think if they say it enough, if the mantra is there enough, that people will believe it. Well, people have had it with them. Even their own people have had it with them, which is why I don't even fight with them anymore. When they tell me, well, we're going to take it back in 2018. You know, we're out there. You've gotten us mad. We're talking about it. We're telling people about it. You're telling people the same crap you've been telling them for years. And just so, in case you don't remember, I like to remind people of things. So, if I got a little Dem troll listening to the show, in case you don't remember, right, you lost the Senate, the House, and the presidency. Let's start off there, which means you lost that the Supreme Court that you wanted so bad to turn this country into socialism. You lost 36 or 35 governorships. That's how much people agreed with you. They weren't all in the center of the country. Yeah, you lost another 30-some-odd legislations, houses of legislation. That's because people were in line with you, right? You lost almost 90 partial houses. If you don't know what that means, write me an email. I'll tell you. But you lost so many because of this craziness that you've been putting out there for years now, 8 years unchecked. You couldn't even be smart enough to figure it out on your own and figure out how to make it work so it looked like you guys were smarter than you actually are. Again, you've reached a level. It's very obvious in conversations and things you say. You've reached a level that you can't be taught. You can't learn, and you don't make mistakes. I'm sure. I just ask any one of you, you'll tell me. And after all these years, you still, the Democrats will take responsibility for nothing. Nothing negative, anyhow. To the talking points earlier, Trump didn't sign an order to deport all illegals. The order was to arrest and deport those who committed felonies. Those who were wanted on felony charges. That's so bad? When is it bad to enforce the law? Well, I guess if you're a Dem, it's bad to enforce the law. That the total Muslim ban wasn't. And it isn't. Democrats, again, had no problem with Oblamo. Right? See, when the Muslim ban, quote-unquote, to use their words, yeah, when the Muslim plan was put into place by Mr. Obama 11 times, that was okay. Purging info from the White House website, all administrations do the same thing. They do it to the website, the whitehouse.gov proper, but then you know what they do? They roll it in to another White House website specifically for that past administration. It's all there. If you want to look at a bucket of lies, you can always go look at it. I'm not giving you the address. I'm not driving any traffic there. All his propaganda can be found at that other website. And I'm glad to report that the CDC says that there was no spike in transgender suicides because of Trump's election. I'm not making light. I'm just calling it out. I mean, how sick is it for you people on the left to use such a nasty situation, try to hang the deaths of transgenders, gay, lesbians, probably everybody at that point on Trump's election? You are a bunch of sick people. Shame, just shame on you. And then Trump wants to invade Mexico. Yeah, twisted comment again from I don't even deserve. The best one of all is that Trump fired all the AGs. You know, I think the Democrats are really working hard to become a Class A fear-mongering group, don't you? They're no good at it. They think if they yell it loud enough, say it enough times, it'll work. Right? Yeah, he asked every last one of them to resign. Recently, the second wave, if you would. Most other presidents do it all in one shot. And they're trying to make it sound like he's picking on this one AG. No. See, it was an order that went out for the 42 or 46, I don't remember the number, of the last group of AGs in there to go. He just refuses to go because he's so full of himself, this AG. He thinks that nobody else can do the job he's doing. Again, this is why I make fun of the Democrats. Because you actually have a lot of people there that think that they're the only guy that can do the job. Isn't that cool? Yes, he asked the last of them to leave and resign, just like every other president before him. But the Dems say there's something sinister going on here. Why would he do that? Why would Mr. Trump or President Trump make them leave when they're in the middle of an investigation? And some of the investigations they're doing have to do with friends of Trump. Because the next AG coming in is going to be a friend, not going to do anything to friends of Trump, are they? Listen to this. The Democrats, their true colors are shining. And they're shining bright in this situation, right? The level of hate, fear that they're spewing, I believe, is dangerous to this country. I called it before they started doing it. Physical violence would start. Somebody's going to get hurt. And we already see people that are getting hurt. And not from the Trumpsters, from the anti-Trumpsters. They can't walk away from that. You're setting up a two-tier system. not that they haven't already done it to a big degree, they're setting up the system of right and wrong, and they see themselves as always right and conservatives as always wrong. There is no discussion. They're it. And they stand, and they fight everything we stand for just because we stand for it. Even when President Trump mentioned ideas and issues that are in the bailiwick of all the Democrats, the ones that they just love, all these social programs that some of us conservatives cringed at when Trump said them. Right? Chuck Schumer said there was nothing in the speech that he could agree with. Nothing. So I guess he didn't want safer streets. He didn't want free child care for working mothers or safer schools for kids. They're hypocrites. They've got to be mentally deranged hypocrites. Because it's right in front of them and they can't see it. When Mrs. Pelosi said that the bill, we have to read the bill before we pass it, because the American people should know what's in it. But she didn't feel that way with Obamacare. Just the opposite. And there was much more to read. And then some lunatic came out, I don't even know what congressman it was, but came out and said that Obamacare sat out for 30 days before it was passed. Selective recall. They're great at it. They've actually mastered that one. They remember nothing of what they did. Absolutely nothing. Now, somebody sent me an email the other day saying, Joe, all you ever do is complain about them. You don't give us any solutions. No, I am giving you solutions. Vote them out. How's that for a solution? The few left are causing so many trouble. Vote them out. And I'll tell you what about the Republicans. If they pass this Trump care, I'll call it that, the way it sits now without any tweaking, shame on them. Major league shame on them. I'm Joe Messina, your host, host of The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything.
We are back. This is Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you should head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, buy my book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I always get, you know, people always just giggle when they hear that title. But I think it's all the things you've been told to hate over the last 8 years. You don't need to. You just flat out don't need to. So it's again, it's amazing to me that we've allowed the Dems to take that and run with it. So take the words back. All right, take the fight back. Take the information back and make sure they're getting what you and I know to be truth. You know, like I said, even when President Trump was spewing the same things as President Obama, they wouldn't clap. They wouldn't even agree. When Chuck Schumer says there's nothing I can agree with, there were several items that President Trump talked about that President Obama was doing. Or I should say, everybody together, ex-President Obama. Because really, even when President Trump mentioned the ideas and the issues, conservatives were like moaning. You would think that would be enough alone for them to get up and applaud, don't you? And then Schumer, in his infinite wisdom, what he believes to be truth, he pops up and he says that this he could come alongside and support Trump if Trump governed more like a Democrat. This is why I tell you, they're blind, they're ignorant, and they're dangerous. Your people were voted out. Your process was voted out. You know, everywhere Hillary won, Republicans won governorships, legislative houses, and so on. So if they wanted you, if they wanted Democrats, if they wanted Democrat rule, they would have given it to you all over the country. And even if they were teed off, think about something. Let's say they were only teed off at Hillary, but they loved everything else about you Dems. Then you would have got the 35 governorships. You would have got the houses of legislation across the country. You would have got the Senate and the House. But you didn't. Just think it through. It's not that hard. You won't hurt anything, I promise. The only place that they maintained was the loony bin known as California, where the craziest legislation still gets passed, and it continues to ruin a state, and nobody cares. Now they're talking about giving 17-year-olds the right to vote, because they got it all together. I don't know what kind of crack or dope you have to smoke, what kind of glasses you're looking through, but you need to get a grip on reality. Your marches are turning off your base. Your fake news is turning off your base, and you just can't see it. As I've been saying now on the show, and you can see why. Because you guys are smart enough to know better. Right? What I like to say on this show, long live Nancy Pelosi. Because you know what? The longer she's around, the longer we'll maintain control. I mean, disagree with me. You can't. Because you know what I'm saying is truth. So like I said, Kimberly Marin's going to join us in the next hour. And I love looking at Facebook to see where people are coming from, where their mind is on some of these issues. I did say this hour, too, I was going to deal with the 24 million or so people that would be uninsured by 2026. Now, what you're seeing from everybody, which I think is hilarious. That's good. Yeah, so what you're seeing from everybody, which I just think is hilarious, is this panic that this health care is going to be, that your health care plan is going to be lost. Now remember, Trump got elected under repealing and replacing health care. But I think right now the Republicans are doing a crappy job of throwing this together. They should have had this together already. If they voted against it 117 times, you know, I'm a little high on that one, but still, they should have had something to replace it with pretty darn quick. Now you're hearing by the CBO that 24 million people will lose their health care by 2026. It's a lie. Right, that part is a lie. And the reason I say that is that the way it's worded, it sounds like people are going to be without health insurance because of the way the new health care plan is written. What it really does is it cans the mandate to buy. So 24 million people who don't want insurance to begin with have been forced to buy it are the ones that are going to kick out. Okay, a portion of the 24 million Americans are going to go back to the plan that their business gave them. So it's not that clean number that 24 million Americans are going to lose their health insurance, end of discussion. Now, according to the Congressional Budget Office, known as the CBO, 14 million fewer people would have health insurance next year alone. Premiums would be 15% to 20% higher in the first year compared with the Affordable Care Act, and 10% lower on the average after 2026, by and large. Older Americans would pay substantially more, and younger Americans would pay less. I need to hear them explain this. Because this is a nail in the coffin of being elected again for 50 years. You know, so, but the other side blows this up to no, we too easily go, no, that's not going to happen. That's whatever. No, it's so wrong. You know what I mean? You've got to push back and fight back and tell people, hey, look, I don't know what it holds yet. I haven't read it. That's number one. Number two is I want to see this stuff. I want to see where it is and where it calls it out. Ask your House leader, call. Call your congressman, congresswoman, whatever, and ask them what this means. The heck? Again, we can go back and forth with this till the cows come home. Now, the analyst immediately prompted a clash of reactions between the White House and Republican leaders, Trump's budget director, Mike Mulvaney, said the report is just absurd. The Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price said, we disagree strenuously. Now, I will say one thing in their defense. The CBO was way off with Obamacare. They blew it big time with Obamacare. Ryan defended the report, saying that it proves that the proposal will dramatically reduce the deficit, usher in the most fundamental entitlement reform. Our plan is not about forcing people to buy expensive one-size-fits-all coverage. He said it's all about giving people more choices and better access. See, I don't think they took the time to truly work this through. That's my own personal opinion. Is it bad, bad, bad? No. No. It's got its issues and problems. They need to look through it and fix it. Do not vote on this thing without fixing it. Look, there are plenty of people that were on the Trump train, still are, but are totally against this plan. The release of the CBO's report marks the beginning of a new phase in the debate over the week-old health care bill. Now, which is moving through the House at an accelerated rate, which is always dangerous as far as I'm concerned. The opposition from Republicans, Democrats, virtually every sector of the U.S. healthcare industry, including conservative Republicans. Now, they in particular, they have demanded changes to the measure in exchange for their support, which is what they should be doing. They shouldn't give in. The CBO report offered conclusions that might neutralize some conservative concerns, perhaps softening those members' opposition to the measure. But people, this isn't going to be, this is too big a deal. This is too big a problem to blow anything off and not to address some of these issues. Kimberly Moran joins me. Now, you know, some people think they just want to kill this because they want to do away with Obama's legacy. I don't buy that for a minute. There are issues with Obamacare that needed to be fixed. And from my understanding, the way its tentacles go into everything, it needed to be wiped first. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Kimberly Moran joins me in the next hour. She's going to help me deal with some of this Monday madness. If you're on Facebook, sorry, you got to reset at the top of the hour. Not my rules, theirs. If you're listening terrestrially, come on back. We're up after the commercials.